Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think the fact that Baker Mayfield played badly and that they lost to Pittsburgh was not a surprising outcome. I think that the Steelers and the Ravens are really bad matchups for this Browns team. And I think it was kind of inevitable, given how we'd seen the Baltimore game go, that Pittsburgh were probably going to do something similar. They're the most blitz-happy team in the NFL. They're generating pressure right now on 50% of their passing snaps, which is just absurd. So the fact that Baker Mayfield was going to have a bad game, I don't think is surprising. But what's concerning is those things. It's the basic, you know, misreads of a defense. It's not reading a coverage correctly, and that's, you should be able to do that even if you're under pressure and even if you're struggling, because it's a basic mental thing the quarterback should have just reached the ability to do through mental reps at this point. And some of them are not, they're completely independent of pressure. You know, way before pressure arrives, it's a pre-snap read. It's something you get to do in the safety and confines of nobody rushing at you, just looking at a defense and surveying it before the snap. So those are the things that really concern me right now, because they're basic mental quarterback errors that he shouldn't be making at this point in his career.
So he threw a big pick, and it was a pick six, and was ugly as hell at the beginning of that football game against Pittsburgh. And then I thought, going back and watching it, I didn't want to. It basically, I had to put a gun to my head to watch this thing. I thought he was nervous to throw the football again down the field. And we've seen that with a couple other quarterbacks. And you can't play against a team like Pittsburgh like that tentatively. Is that part of what goes into your thinking here about some of the concern with Baker? Because I've seen him do that against Baltimore, and I've seen him do that against Pittsburgh. I saw him do that last year. But I'll tell you what, Sam, Cincinnati, Indianapolis has a decent defense, and he still wasn't afraid. And he made a couple of mistakes, but I didn't see him being afraid like he was with Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it sort of feels like right now nobody trusts him, including himself. You know, when he goes into the tank, he doesn't want to put the ball in the air. He realizes that, you know, he's capable of throwing it to defenders like that. And then the entire offense isn't trusting him to push the ball down the field much the way they have in the past. And Baker's strengths are those deep balls, or the big plays. They're making really good, strong passes down the field that not that many quarterbacks can make the way he can. And again, even against Cincinnati and Indianapolis, I know there was a couple of big plays in there, but it feels like they're not leaning on that part of his game as much as they could and maybe should, given this style of offense. But the fact that they have the Bengals coming up again, I think, is a really good thing for him, because that was the tonic he needed after that Baltimore game. I think it might be the tonic he could do with after the Pittsburgh game as well. Cincinnati's defense, it's bad. It's not good. It's simple. It's a perfect defense to get everything back on track against. Like the whole offense, top to bottom, the run game, keeping up ahead of the chains, keeping Baker Mayfield in a good place so that he can occasionally unleash that deep ball to Odell Beckham or whatever it is. But I think he needs to have a game. The first time I think he needed to have a game where he showed that he could still hang in a pocket and not just take off at the first sign of trouble and get himself into problems the way he did last season and the way he did in week one against Baltimore. This week, I think he needs to show that he can correctly diagnose a defense and just not make any basic coverage misreads.
Sam Monson at Pro Football Focus joining us on the hotline, going over Baker's performance against the Steelers. So Kevin Stefanski, and we like this. We thought it was good for a young head coach to do this. He took all the blame, all the responsibility for what happened in that game, said that he just didn't protect him, and there are some calls he wants to bury. But when you look at the tape, are there other things he could have done to help Baker out, or is the way Baker playing, is it that poorly that there's not a whole lot you can do as an offensive play caller?
Yeah, I think it's tough because, like I say, I think they were overmatched by the Steelers' defense. I think it was kind of inevitable that they were going to lose, or they were going to get the raw end of that deal, and the offense was going to struggle. So there's obviously blame to go around everywhere. You know, you can point to the offensive line being banged up and not being as good as it's been. You can point to some play calls here or there that weren't ideal from Stefanski. But, you know, these are all smaller things if your quarterback is playing at a high level. If Baker doesn't make those basic mistakes, it's not as big a problem. You know, he starts the ball rolling with that really bad read of the double slants, throws it straight to Minkah Fitzpatrick. And at that point, you're in a hole and things have to change and you have to put your quarterback in some disadvantageous positions. I think it wasn't a perfect game from Stefanski. It wasn't a perfect game from anybody. They got, you know, fairly well hammered. But the big problem coming out of it, I think, is not the other things, because we've seen them working so well for the last few weeks. The problem coming out of them, I think, is Baker Mayfield, because it starts to highlight a consistent issue with his game, even when the offense has been playing well. Because, you know, even on that game of, or even on that run of impressive games, Baker Mayfield was still making mistakes that he didn't make when he was a rookie, or that he didn't make in his college career. And that's starting to get concerning.
I think often there is a fallacy in sports from fans' perspective that players drafted by their favorite teams will always get better. My question is, with Baker, how much more time does an organization owe him to get better?
It's a good question, and it's a good point to highlight, because you're right. Development is not always this linear graph that just goes in a straight line up and up and up. Guys bounce all over the place sometimes, and sometimes it takes a little bit of a longer time. What is concerning is after, you know, a few years heading in the wrong direction and consistently heading in the wrong direction. That's, Baker is in this weird spot where everything we saw from him in college was phenomenal. He was the best graded player we'd seen as a college quarterback since PFF has been grading. Then he hit the ground running as a rookie, just stepped in, looked comfortable, you know, had one of the best graded rookie seasons we've ever seen, set the rookie touchdown record. And as far as you're concerned, it's like, well, we nailed it. Perfect. Number one overall pick. Looks like he did in college. He's set for an excellent season. And I think the Browns thought that as well. That's why they make the Odell Beckham trade. They try and immediately surround him with as much talent as possible, because they believe they finally had the quarterback. And then last year happened, and that just derailed this whole freight train. And, you know, he started to lean into these negative traits that were in his game. You know, those, the things that he's doing now, he did at times in college at Oklahoma, but they were so infrequent, so occasional, that it almost felt like nitpicking, you know, bringing them up as a negative, because they rarely ever presented themselves. But they were there. So he's just been sort of encouraged to lean into these negative traits that he had, and nobody has yet been able to pull him out of that spiral, even when the team has been playing well. So I think Cleveland is entering this really difficult time now where I do think the clock is ticking for them to try and pull Baker Mayfield back around and get him back to where he was. I don't know how much time you give them, but if he reaches the end of this season and they still haven't been able to, you know, rediscover rookie Baker, I guess, then they've got some real questions to answer at quarterback.
You know, you kind of answered it there, because I wanted to go back to when you said mistakes that he didn't make previously. Is this been caused by pressure that's put on him by opposing teams, or is it like he's kind of got the yips and he has to get back to what he was?
I think his pocket presence was definitely caused by the pressure thing. That was the one where he would do that at times at Oklahoma. He'd run away from a clean pocket. He'd try and make plays on his own out in space. Even when it was a perfect, you know, college pocket with nobody anywhere near him with that giant offensive line in front of him. And I think the season in Cleveland with a bad offensive line, I think that just caused him to lean into that as a go-to tactic. And as soon as he felt even slightly uncomfortable, he would just bail and try and make the play himself. That's not great, but I think the offensive line this season started to put that back together again. He's definitely noticeably more comfortable in the pocket this season than he was a year ago, Even if he still, I think, has a tendency to do that sometimes, that's probably always going to be in him. But if you can just get him to be comfortable in the pocket most of the time, that's a big win. The misreads of coverage thing is more difficult to diagnose. It's difficult to understand why those are happening, particularly the ones that are there from a pre-snap point of view. It's one thing if the defense is rotating their coverage and they're going from, you know, middle of the field open to middle of the field closed look and moving safeties around. But when you're seeing the same picture post-snap as you saw pre-snap and you're just reading the wrong side of the field, I don't have an answer for why that's happening. That shouldn't be something that happens when you're under pressure, unless it's a case of, you know, like a golf swing when there's something not right and you're thinking about 57 different things instead of just swinging the ball, you know, swinging the club. That might be what's happening to him right now, is that he's just so bogged down in all the mechanics of what he's trying to do that he's not just letting it happen and doing what he should be.
Sam Munson, join us on the hotline. Curious when it comes to the rest of the division, what you think of Lamar Jackson. People are saying he may have taken a step back. Joe Burrow, what you've seen from him behind that bad offensive line, and Big Ben.
Lamar, I think, has taken a step back. I think he's still playing well, but I think they're trying to work on what happens when he has to pass the ball all game long. You know, that Chiefs game essentially is Baltimore's kryptonite right now, and they know that at some point they're going to have that game again, probably in the playoffs, where the plan A gets thrown out the window. They get down. They're in a double-digit hole, and Lamar Jackson has to execute this pass-happy offense, and they haven't been able to play that way yet. And it's not all on Lamar. The entire offense just isn't set up to do that. But they feel like they've been practicing it the last couple of weeks, just sort of trying to get it done and trying to get it in a better spot. And he's been dealing with that injury as well. So I think Lamar will still be good, but he's not going to be at the kind of level he was a season ago. Burrow, I think, has been impressive, but he's dealing with a really, really bad offensive line, and he's just started to show a couple of signs that it's affecting him. You know, the idea of taking your eyes off downfield and just waiting for the rush to get there, even when it hasn't necessarily caused pressure yet, he's in a similar kind of spot to Baker, I think, in terms of those are discouraging and worrying signs to show for a quarterback. So hopefully for his sake, the Bengals can just keep him upright for the rest of the season, because otherwise, you know, that offensive line could have a long-term detrimental effect on his development. And then Big Ben has almost become like a game-managing quarterback. He's changed stylistically, and now he just gets the ball in the hands of those great receivers in Pittsburgh. He's not necessarily a guy that pushes it down the field a lot. He's got one of the lowest average depths of target in the NFL, but he's playing efficient football doing it.
Hey, real quick, Sam, how much did the loss of Wyatt Teller play into how Baker played on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big problem when you lose a guy that was grading as the best guard in the NFL through whatever it was, 5 weeks, and you go up against the best defensive front in the NFL in terms of generating pressure. That's going to be a huge problem. So as I say, there's like blame to go around all over the place. You know, Pittsburgh were just a nightmare matchup. So I don't think the fact that they lost, and they lost kind of ugly, was surprising. It's just the sort of specific things that Mayfield is doing wrong at this point that are cause for concern.
Sam, who, by the way, is from Ireland. He's not from Canada. We got a bunch of people going, this guy's from Canada. Like, no, he's from Ireland, folks. Pro Football Focus. We've all been blocked by Key and Faye. We thank you very much for the time, Sam. All the best.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Fall.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.